Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Put another log on fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans.
Well, that's some early Waylon Jennings. Put another log on the fire. So what do you make of Jack Oliver from Classic Hits KEYN giving us four old country songs?
Good player.
Nice work.
Good player.
That pretty was good effort.
Yeah, it was. Jack knows his stuff.
I got no problem with it.
I would hope not.
I think Jack did a great job. Now, who do we have tomorrow, Tom? Let me check this out. Bill McVeigh. Oh, my God. Well, he's...
Wow, are you okay over there?
That's good stuff.
Are you all right?
That's good stuff that he's given us.
Holy smokes.
That's all I'm saying.
Obviously, you like it. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know after seeing what I just saw.
That was kind of weird,
wasn't it? It was a little uncomfortable in here for a second. Not sure where you were going to go with that, and I don't want to know.
I saw he has some Eagles on there, okay?
Oh, so he's playing to the audience.
And then another song I really like. So that's really good stuff. Tomorrow on the show, Denise Neal.
Nice.
At 4:40 or thereabouts as we talk restaurants and food. At 4:25, Reed Forgrave from CBSSports.com. He's an NBA guy, so he will join us and break down the NBA and some of the trades from last week and all the drama. So we'll get with him. Some drama today, not good for Wichita State enthusiasts.
I just saw a little bit. I don't know much about it.
Out for 3 weeks with a thumb injury. So not good.
And I did see that they signed Jeremy Lin, the Raptors.
They'd hoped to bring him in to supplement Fred and Kyle Lowry. The Raptors lost some of their backcourt depth last week with the trade with Memphis for Mark Gasol. But now Jeremy Lin steps right in, and for 3 weeks he's got to be
a
real guy.
Yeah, he doesn't have a choice now. Not now. And Toronto's got a good team.
Fred's having a really good year with
him,
too.
I'm happy for him.
And I saw Landry Shamet in his first game with the Clippers, brought them, really was in instrumental in a fourth quarter comeback, so much so that the Clippers named him the player of the game.
Obviously, that might work out best for him getting traded.
Had 17 points for the Clippers, who are obviously going to really try to buck up and build a winning franchise in the offseason. It sounds like they really want Kawhi Leonard and maybe another big name free agent. So Landry could be in a good spot. He was certainly in a good spot with Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Will you ever live that down?
Probably not. I didn't realize it was that bad. I'd have to go and actually hear it.
It was pretty bad, wasn't it, Tom? You could tell you weren't on your first cocktail. Let me put it that way. It was alarmingly bad.
Well, it gives us something to talk about every now and then when we mention Philadelphia.
Clippers tonight in Minnesota to play the T-Wolves. So if you want to follow Landry, Clippers are 31-26. They're in the playoff hunt in the Western Conference. So we'll see. What might they be able to do? Who knows?
Time will tell. Speaking of basketball, what do you think of KU-TCU tonight?
This is a big one for KU. They got to go
huge
on the road and flex some muscle. You know, they're in a spot now where if they lose this game tonight, in my humble opinion, and I hate to say it, boy, this is...
I
think you count them out. Of the Big 12 race.
You do. Well, I mean, there's two games behind K-State already, as it is.
Yeah, you know, and they have not proven that they can win away from Allen Fieldhouse.
No, they haven't lost at home yet, but they can. Yeah, they do. They struggle away from home. They got to win that one. Then they got West Virginia at home. Then they're at Texas Tech. And then home to K-State. That's
well,
three of those games are
they're
tough.
They're 7-4 right now. They're playing a TCU team that, boy, who did they thump? I think they beat Iowa State in Fort Worth. Well, no, that was in Ames.
It was in Ames,
so,
yeah.
So Iowa State played no defense in that game.
Which surprised me because they look pretty good. Iowa State's look pretty good.
They've looked pretty good, but there are times when they don't play any defense.
And they look awful.
Meanwhile, K-State, that's all they do is play defense. Not that they don't have some ability to score, but they were impressive in going to Waco and beating Baylor. K-State now 8-2. They're ranked 18th in the country, four spots below Kansas. And I would say this, K-State's a better team than Kansas.
I agree 100%. I can't argue that whatsoever.
Now, Kansas did beat Tennessee. They did beat Kentucky, right?
No, so, they lost to Kentucky.
No, they lost to Kentucky.
In Kentucky. They beat Tennessee early on this year.
But they lost at Arizona State. They have one other pretty impressive win, and it's not coming to me right now. They beat Tennessee.
They beat Iowa State, Villanova, and they
beat Michigan State.
And they won Texas Tech.
Those are three nice wins.
And they beat Tech. I mean, they just got so much. You want to talk about drama.
Let's get to Pete. He's been hanging forever. Hey, Pete.
Hey, and I don't know if you talked about this before I got on earlier. But is anybody
Grammys?
What was going on with Marshall and some fan at the game Saturday night?
Apparently, somebody was yelling something derogatory. I was not at the game, but that's what I've heard. What was the fallout? What it looked like?
Oh, well, from where I was sitting, it looked like me and my brother both thought that Marshall was about to jump the bench and go after him, whoever it was. And from the last 10 to 12 to 15 minutes of the second half, pretty much every time there was a stoppage or somebody shooting a free throw, he was just standing there staring into the crowd with his scowl on his face, and his body language was like, you want something? Come on.
Okay, I didn't see it. Thanks, Pete. We appreciate it. John's next. Hey, John, did you see it?
I did not see it.
Hey, John.
Hi. I was just thinking it's too bad you can't see Keeper of the Plains from the corner of McLean and Douglas anymore.
Yeah, I suppose that, but it's certainly something you can see very easily driving down McLean. We're gonna get to see a lot of other things, hopefully, from this ballpark.
I hope so. That was a nice view, though. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I think the views will be just fine from the new ballpark.
Yeah, I mean it'll be.
Listen, I think you asked a fair question of the mayor in terms of the timetable.
Well, it was.
I won't say they're rushing this, but they don't have much wiggle room.
Something of this stature that you're building, it doesn't take a lot of little things to go wrong to push you back a couple months. That's all. You know, I want it to get done. I'm not sitting here saying it, you know, but there's a lot of things that can happen in construction that can put you back a lot of time.
No, and it sounds like their goal is to get the ballpark ready as much as they can for the first pitch of the 2020 season. The other amenities,
they'll work on the
retail, the hotel, the residential, the bridge over the Arkansas River, those things will probably happen a little bit later. The goal is obviously to play baseball in this stadium. It's going to be fascinating to watch this. That's why I'm going to drive by as often as I am.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it comes along. It'd be just like Interest Bank Arena when it was getting started.
Tomorrow, they're going to shovel some dirt, apparently, start to get this process started. Now, they're going to have a team out there every day working hard on this. It's going to be they're going to show up early and probably go home late.
I would think so.
I forgot to ask the mayor where we are on the names.
That's what I was going to go. I did have that in my head to ask because I thought last week they were supposed to come out with it.
We're supposed to be getting six names, finalists, for the name of the team. I don't know the timetable. I'll check on that. But the six that we're going to get, I mean, obviously, a couple of them are going to be Flyboys and Metalarks.
Oh, jeez. I'm still surprised that you went with Flyboys. After all that talk about the aviation and stuff when this first came out,
I know, I did.
Oh, wow.
But I love that so much. It's about pilots. It's about Air Force pilots.
So are you going to be disappointed if Flyboys is not on there?
I am going to be pretty disappointed.
So you will not care what
if
it's named.
One of my nicknames is not on the final six, I'm going to be disappointed.
Would it be worse if Rock Hoppers is on there and yours aren't?
I won't be able to live in the city.
How many times are you going to hear about that?
Well, I'll quit the show. I will promise right now that if Rock Hoppers is on the list of six and Flyboys or Metal Arcs isn't, I'm done on the show.
Big statement.
That is a big statement.
That's a Robert statement. That's not a Bob statement.
No, that's a Robert statement.
Right
that's
there.
A big boy statement.
That is.
That's a I can't withstand what I would get from my co-host. All right, we've come fairly close to the end of this baby.
Have we?
We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.